a romantic type of thing, isn't it, really? Opera. It's hard to understand as well, I think.
I like to go to an odd, light opera, as long as it's not too heavy.
Most of it's in Italian, and usually associated with people on an income that's higher than mine.
Pavarotti, those kind of names, or maybe some of the Italian kind of sounding names. That's about it.
But I think in the last few years I've started to get into it, so Verdi and things like that.
I studied opera when I did my intercert, and after that then I don't know much.
There are certain operas now that I do like. I don't like the real heavy stuff.
Just when I hear it sometimes, I do appreciate it, and it does make me tingle, I have to admit.
Moose the Mooch, written by Charlie Parker and interpreted there by Joe Lovano and his band called Us Five. James Weedman on the piano. And Joe Lovano, he played tenor on that track, but on some of the tracks he plays the mezzo-soprano, which, according to the Jazz Alley team, means that it's in the key of F, although I think this one might be in the key of G. Goodness me. And an allochrome, which we all looked at each other and said, what the blank is that? And it turns out to be a sort of double soprano saxophone with two bells and two reeds. So as you can tell, it's an ambitious album from Joe Lovano. This is Chick Corea and Stefano Bolani from their new ECM album, which is called Orvieto, which is the place in which it was recorded. This is Chick's composition Armando's Rumba.
Listen online to rte.ie/lyricfm.
Hi guys, I'm Chloe.
And I'm Lucy.
And welcome to Splishblosh.
And today's show is about probably the most talked about thing in Ireland. It ruins your picnics, it starts your conversations, and it makes our grass greener.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feel, and I'm happy.
I don't know about you, Lucy, but I think I heard rain.
I think you could be right there, Chloe. Are we decided?
I think we're decided. Today's topic is rain.
That's right. And today on Splishblosh, we're going to be discussing some facts about rain and how we feel about it. We're also going to listen to some poems inspired by this.
Also today on Splishblosh, we will have some music heavily inspired by rain, so stay tuned and don't miss it.
Applause here at the National Concert Hall, where leader of the RTE National Symphony Orchestra this evening, arriving on stage, Maurice Ravel's Valse Noble et Sentimentale.
You're listening to 96 to 99 RTE Lyric FM, where life sounds better.
In the very early 50s, when I was taken along with me, mainly with my mother, when we were going to visit aunts and uncles who lived in Moston. And the way you got to Moston in those days was getting a trolley bus from Stevenson Square. It was quite a hive of activity. Oldham Street was a real busy street at the time I'm talking about, in the 50s. Numerous decent shops, especially for shoe shops, quite a lot of decent shoe shops. And there was also quite a large store selling good quality clothing, which is Alflicks. And I've been informed that that building is basically still there now, but it was a self-contained shop along the lines of, I'm pretty slightly upmarket to the old John Lewis shop, but as upmarket as candles over there. I must have been 12 or 13 year old. Obviously, when you start getting in your teens, those type of visits would left to your mother and father, not for teenagers. Got to realise it's only 5 or 6 years after the war. So it was quite an adventure.
Well, hello, and you're very welcome along this Sunday evening to the Magic Carpet here on RTE Lyric FM. Quite an adventure. That's the name of that lovely piece there from the Montgolfier brothers from Manchester. Dave Campion's the name of the fella that they met and interviewed in a pub somewhere up there, reminiscing on how exciting it used to be to just go shopping on a Saturday afternoon with your mum and dad. Quite an Adventure, the name of that one. Quite an Adventure, the name of the album from the Montgolfier brothers. And Quite an Adventure before us as well, here musically on the Magic Carpet with me, Rachel Bleck, through till 9 o'clock.
You're very welcome back to Gloria. Giovanni Battista Pergolesi was born in 1710, and he was only 25 when, in a weakened consumptive state, in the care of Franciscan monks near Naples, he composed the most popular and frequently printed musical work of the 18th century, his Stabat Mater for soprano and alto soloists, and it's still hugely popular. Here are the opening and closing movements from my favourite of the very many recordings.
This time on Culture File, Joy Breyer, the Bostonian transplant to Chelsea, who with some help from the likes of Ted Heath, Herbert von Karajan, Leonard Bernstein and Vladimir Ashkenazi, created and sustains the European Union Youth Orchestra. This 130-strong ensemble of young musicians sprang from a music festival that Joy and her husband Lionel ran in the 1970s.
Hello.
As Joy explained to me when on a sunny morning earlier this week, I took the lift into her Sloane Square penthouse for a little refreshment.
Luke. Joy, Luke Clancy.
How are you?
Hello,
nice
well,
to see you.
Nice to
this
meet you.
This is Alicia.
Hi, how are you?
Now, Luke, would you like a drink? We could offer you water.
What are
beer,
you having yourself?
Whiskey. I won't tell you what I'm having. I'm having a little whiskey and a Coca-Cola.
Well, maybe I'll have a little whiskey and a Coca-Cola then.
So, oh, Luke, you're divine. What about with your whiskey? Alicia will put a little water or neat? No, because you've got the
I need to match yours exactly. What have you got? Have you got a little water in there?
Okay, I'll match it.
You'll match it.
I'll
Luke,
match it.
You're divine. Are we doing an interview?
Well, we could
we're
sort
just
of
chatting.
Gradually slide into it.
Oh,
and suddenly,
all right.
Suddenly
yeah.
we're doing an interview.
Yeah. Well, I think it has been said, and certainly is true, I'm a passionate European and have been for many, many a year. And I cannot see a future, even now, without the Union. The one great thing, and I'm sure you, Luke, will appreciate it, that brings us together is our culture. When we all sit and play my fabulous orchestra, 130, and you listen to, say, Beethoven 9, Sibelius, and you see them all together, and you know that a symphony orchestra is not for soloists. You have to listen to the person on the right of you and the left of you. And you're a team. You're playing as a team. And great symphony orchestras, to me, are like football teams because it's the team spirit. It's not me, not soloisti. It's a team.
I think HIMAT is another step towards making work that is more cinematic, something that's all immersive, physical almost, to experience. That's why we use the term opera in a way, because I think it has the same ambition as something by Wagner if it's materially and on the face of it totally different.
I met George Shearing, I met Red Skelton, I met Bob Hope, I was introduced to The Shadow and went to see one of the last broadcasts of The Cisco Kid in Hollywood, and then we moved to Denver, and meantime I'm playing the piano the whole time because he wanted me to have a proper training, so he would look around town and find the best teachers. The house was always full of music. Either he was playing or I was practicing Mozart, or somebody was over, like George Shearing was over playing Laura on the piano. Instrumentalists would come, bring their instruments and play. So we were surrounded by music.
And because of that, it's interesting that okay, there is that classical background for you, but then it's folk, it's rock, it's all manner of things in between. So you've diversified in so many directions you went. But in the 60s, taking hold of Leonard Cohen's work, and Joni Mitchell, of course, how did you end up with these people? How did they
were just given to me.
Were they?
They were given to me. Yeah. My friend Mary was a good friend of Leonard's. She said, she was always saying, you have to meet Leonard. He's such a good poet and he lives in Canada. They had gone to McGill together and they were old friends. And he was a poet, published author. He had a book out called Beautiful Losers.
Sure.
And she said, and he wants to come down here. Mind you, I already had five records out, and I was working on the sixth on In My Life, which was the first time I sang a Beatles song. Yes. And so they brought him, she brought him to New York to meet me in 1966 when I was still working on this album. And he sang me Dress Rehearsal Rag, and he sang me Suzanne and The Stranger, and I recorded 2 out of 3. That's not bad.
No, but In My Life is so special. As, in lyric, because you like lyrics. I know lyrics matter greatly to you.
It's a great lyric.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some are gone and some remain. All these places had their meanings. With lovers and friends I still can recall. Some are dead and some are in my life, I've loved them all. But of all these friends and lovers, there is no one compares with you. And these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them in my. I love you more. Though I know I'll never lose affection people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you.